Thank you. Symphony No. 6 in B minor by Tchaikovsky. Seiji Ozawa conducted the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Ozawa is back on stage. He has asked Sherman Wolfe, who will assume to stand, and the orchestra. Charles Tomlinson Griffiths was born in Elmira, New York, in 1884. He died in New York City in 1920. After beginning his musical studies in his hometown, he went to Berlin, where his teachers included Humperdinck, who persuaded him to concentrate on composition instead of becoming a concert pianist. His musical influences, first German, then French and Russian, also included Orientalism, to which, via Javanese music, he was introduced by Eva Gautier. He was already a severely ill man when he came to Boston for the rehearsals of the Pleasure Dome. Not being able to afford a copyist, he had to make the orchestral parts himself at night while he taught school by day. Seiji Ozawa is now on stage for the Pleasure Dome of Kublai Khan by Charles Tomlinson Griffiths.
Thank you.
The Pleasure Dome of Kubla Khan by Charles Tomlinson Griffiths. Seiji Ozawa conducted the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Mr. Ozawa is back for a bow. He's asked Ralph Domberg, principal oboe, to stand, and now the orchestra. In a few moments, Seiji Ozawa will be back on stage to bring his Boston Symphony concert to a close with Suite from the Miraculous Mandarin by Béla Bartók. The work was composed in 1918 and 1919, and Bartók was in his late 30s. The first performance with ballet took place in Cologne in 1926. It was banned after the opening performance. The extraordinarily sordid story, with its admirably suited music, proved too much for audiences and governmental authorities. As a matter of fact, even though the work finally as a concert piece did make its way into the symphonic concert repertoire, later attempts at ballet realizations have not survived. The concert version comprises the first two-thirds of the score intact, with only two very small cuts. As James Lyons in his program notes pointed out, it's incomprehensible that Bartók could really have expected a typical ballet pickup orchestra to cope with the ferocious demands of the score. The number of players required would hardly fit in any ordinary theater pit. The extremely ugly and intensive and energetic music, which so complements the grisly story, might well be likened to the magnificent ugliness and horror of some of the early German masterworks, such as those of Matthias Grunewald. Laying it on the line, Mr. Lyons plainly holds that Bartók asked for every bit of trouble and the neglect that accrued to his three works for the stage. The 1911 opera, Bluebeard's Castle, and the two ballets, The Wooden Prince, composed between 1914 and 1916, and The Miraculous Mandarin of 1919. As to the opera and the earlier of the two ballets, Bartók's difficulties were occasioned by the fact that his librettist scenarist, Béla Balázs, was an avowed communist, all of whose works were banned when he was exiled from Hungary with the collapse, shortly after World War I, of the Béla Kun regime. That no Marxist influence is discernible in either of these two works was clearly beside the point. The trouble and consequent neglect invited by the Miraculous Mandarin was of quite another order. The story was simply too sordid for ballet audiences. Here's Seiji Ozawa for a suite from The Miraculous Mandarin by Béla Bartók. suite from The Miraculous Mandarin by Béla Bartók, Seiji Ozawa conducted the Boston Symphony Orchestra.